Now, when it comes to the latest wildfires in Southern California, believe me, I have full appreciation for how the immediate priorities have to be the full extinguishing of the fires and getting help to the thousands of people that have been impacted by them. But once that is all firmly in place, next item on the agenda has got to be answers from elected leaders about why what's known to be a consistently existing danger is being reacted to rather than working to either lessen, if not eliminate, that danger. Joining us to help us better understand the policies and politics behind the apocalypse we've been seeing is Senior Policy Fellow with the Energy and Environmental Legal Institute. He's also founder of the Junk Science website, Steve Malloy. How are you today, Steve?
I'm doing great, Chris. Thanks for having me.
EELegal.org and JunkScience.com, the respective websites, and we do have them at our homepage. Maybe trying to apply common sense to the reactions we've seen to wildfires, not just this series, but you can go back. I mean, you've been writing about it for quite a few years, and I found an article back from 2020. Even back then, Gavin Newsom was making excuses, so he's not new to any of this. He can't claim, "Oh, I never envisioned this of happening." What is going wrong in Southern California?
Well, what's going wrong is that they just have terrible political leadership. What happened this week, and what is happening now, still. It's not all that different from what happened in Hawaii in August 2023, those terrible Maui wildfires. You've got this extreme wind event, which is foreseeable. You've got dry brush, which is foreseeable. You've got a spark from someplace, which is foreseeable. So you have a conflagration, and then there's no water in the fire hydrants to fight the fire, and of course there's limited access in and out of the place, and you just have a disaster. And so this is a slightly larger, I think fewer people killed, but still a larger disaster in terms of property, but it's all foreseeable. You know, you've got this brush out in the Santa Monica Mountains. There was a lot of it this year because of the last 2 years have been pretty wet. This has been a dry season. It's always dry in the winter. This is a little drier. If you get more brush, it's drier. You've got the Santa Ana winds coming in, and these were very strong Santa Ana winds, 100 miles an hour. A spark happened, and boom. And the firefighters went for the water, and, well, they used it up pretty quickly, but the fire was much bigger than their water supply. You know, they only had 3 1-million-gallon tanks, which sounds like a lot, but it's not. They just weren't ready. And you've got, people living in this area, and they see a fire hydrant in front of their house. They're thinking, okay, well, I'm covered. No. No, that was wrong. And why don't they have a more comprehensive fire hydrant system? Well, I don't know. Maybe it's because California is really only concerned about building windmills and solar panels and EV infrastructure for imaginary global warming.
Well, that's something we see with water infrastructure everywhere. They wait until it breaks before they fix it.
Yeah, and in California, this is especially a problem with the water, because since 2008, California has been dumping 100 billion gallons of water a year into the Pacific Ocean versus sending it south into the San Joaquin Valley for agriculture and into the cities in Southern California just for water and development, because environmentalists don't like farmers, and they don't like development. So they conjured up this excuse of this little 2-inch fish in the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta. It's called the Delta Smelt. They claimed it was endangered, and because of that, they take this 100 billion gallons of water into the Pacific. It can't go down south where it could be used. 10 years ago, Californians passed, there's a referendum to build new reservoirs so they could store water. None of those reservoirs have been built, even though Californians have been taxed for the money to do so. I mean, this is just a colossal failure of government, as it was in Hawaii in August 2023. And the question is, at what point will Californians wake up and, smell the coffee or smell the smoke? I mean, as you pointed out earlier, California has been burning for years. California has this cap and tax program where, they basically have a carbon tax on fossil fuel use And, you know, they claim that, well, we've reduced all these emissions since 2012 through this tax. Well, all those emissions have been made up by the burning, all the California forests that have gone up. And, you know, I mean, the whole thing is just crazy. And then you have the mayor off in Ghana while the fire, while she knows that this fire risk is coming. You know, the government was warned about it last week, and she goes off. Where's Gavin Newsom? I mean, this is bad government writ large.
I know I'm making a mistake here. I'm going to try it, coming at this with logic again. California had a good run of rain. When that good run of rain recently ended, it brought about a flourishing of various brush and wildlife and plant life. But that influx of rain was soon followed by, right, a drought. So, gee, let me think. Maybe we should, since all that brush that grew and was really nice and great for the wildlife is now tinder, maybe we should back off and trim that a little bit. Why doesn't that happen?
Well, you know, that's the $64,000 question. The environmentalists don't want it. Why don't they want it to happen? It's bizarre because these fires are obviously, I mean, wildfires are natural, okay? I mean, but these wildfires are worse because, you know, the underlying mismanagement allows all this underbrush to grow up, which dries out, makes the existing trees, forests weaker. So you get worse fires, you get more out of control. All this happens on public lands, by the way. This is not private people, private owners that can't take their land. This is the government. My theory is that the environmentalists like this burning because it advances their political agenda, which is this climate stuff. They, as I mentioned earlier, they don't like farmers, they don't like developments, and they don't want send water into Southern California. And by the way, Southern California, you know, parts of it are very Republican. So, I mean, they're just totally not interested in that. This is the outcome they want. They think that if they just burn down every place, in places like Florida, if every place just gets blown down, this will somehow help their political agenda. It's very twisted.
Yeah, very, very odd way to try to prove a point. We're talking with Steve Malloy, who is Senior Policy Fellow with the Energy Environmental Legal Institute, founder of Junk Science, eelegal.org, junkscience.com, their respective websites. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. It's the National Environmental Policy Act. Therein, I think, lies the problem, because it seems like if you want to make a change, there are all these mandated reviews and processes, hearings, public input, where by the estimates range, it could take anywhere between 3 to 8 years before some sort of change can happen in an existing policy when it comes to the environment. Doesn't that sound like a place to start maybe working on a solution?
Well, sure. And, you know, on a federal level, during the first Trump administration, it tried to do that. They tried to do it sort of administratively. That didn't work because, you know, anybody can go into court, you know, forum shop, find a friendly judge, and that's the end of that. During the Biden administration, you know, Joe Manchin voted for the Inflation Reduction Act in exchange for some, you know, permitting changes. Of course, the permitting changes never happened. These laws, the National Environmental Policy Act, which was passed in 1969, was meant to protect the environment but not stop development. But the environmentalists have used it to stop development. We have a terrible court system. We have terrible laws. We need to, you know, we really do need to rewrite all our environmental laws because it's no longer 1970. The environment is much different. We have much different technology. We know much more about the environment, yet none of that is reflected in the laws. And, of course, the judges know nothing about any of this. And, you know, just to be honest with you, conservatives and Republicans are terrible on the environment. They don't know anything about it. As a political issue, it is something to be avoided. You know, like the third rail in the subway system. I mean, they don't want to know. You get, you know, very lame answers from them when you ask them questions about the environment. They're not interested in it. And this is really the result. You know, conservatives need to engage more actively on the environment.
Well, when it comes to answers, just to wrap up the segment here, maybe awareness and honesty might be a starting point, especially for those in elected leadership in not just Southern California, but there are other regions too where that could apply for the same reasons when it comes to, instead of, as I said back in the introduction, allowing risks to flame up into dangers, pardon the miserable pun there, and instead of trying to prevent that danger from happening. It could be an easy concept if honesty and truth is just applied to the situation. We've been talking with Senior Policy Fellow with the Energy and Environmental Legal Institute, founder of Junk Science, Steve Malloy. Steve, thank you for the facts of reality. You help us better understand what so many try to confuse us about, and thank you for being here today.
Well, thanks a lot, Chris. Great talking with you.